Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings, everyone. Let's jump right into our topic today, and that topic is simply urgent care. Urgent care. About 20 years ago, a group of doctors and businessmen developed a concept that has swept the nation today. The concept was designed to compete with hospitals and emergency rooms as well as doctor's offices. It was a concept that said you could go into a medical facility at many times during the day or night if you didn't have anything major taking place but just wanted to see a doctor. They coined the facilities urgent care centers. It was amazing that they chose the word care, and they did so because they recognized that customer satisfaction at hospitals and emergency rooms was abysmal. It was horrible, and they did not want to be associated with a typical hospital, so they put the word care behind there or in their title just so that people would know they could go to a place that was concerned about them. Isn't it amazing how important care is, even in business? We've got an urgent care because it's an urgency on behalf of every entrepreneur, every home-based business owner, everyone running a business of any size to prove to clients, potential prospects, and others that we care. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that old saying is true. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And normally, the businessman is a person who is typified or stereotyped as being self-centered, only out for his or her own interests, the person who is only concerned about selling you their products and services and not concerned about you. And the person who is convincing and that proves to those that they come in contact with, no matter what their title or what their distinction, when they can prove they care, their possibilities and potential in business is limitless. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is limitless. Whether it be a phone call, an email, a face-to-face communication, a lunch meeting, a dinner engagement, if we can prove that we care, we've won 90% of the battle in business. Let's communicate the four-step process in our CARE acronym. The four steps that you can always prove to people that you care. The C in our CARE acronym reminds us of the importance of being cordial, a proper greeting, a sincere compliment, inquiring about the other members of the family, asking if they even have a few moments to talk to you or speak with you, thanking them for responding to your email. These principles of being cordial are the first steps in proving that you care. I think about when I think about the level of being cordial, if you've ever gone to a Chick-fil-A restaurant and you say thank you, they'll respond by saying my pleasure. They prove to you because they're so cordial that they care. They don't argue with you if they mess up an order. They don't fight with you if you go in and say that something is not right. They immediately rectify the problem. On the contrary, think about the telemarketer. Remember the telemarketers back in the day? When you pick up the phone and say hello, that telemarketer will go into his or her sales pitch. They wouldn't even ask how you were doing. They wouldn't ask whether you were busy. They wouldn't even ask whether you understood the products or services they were offering. They would talk a mile a minute, and it would take you just probably about a minute or so just to jump in and interject to say that you're busy or not interested. They lack that cordial component. And when we can communicate with people with that level of cordiality, then everyone begins to believe that we care. The A in the CARE acronym says that we must also have the ability to adjust or adapt. Let's say that you ask how someone's doing and they say, well, not too great today. I just got some unfortunate news. Then we adjust. It's not that we say, oh, okay, well, I hope everything works out all right, but let me tell you why I called. No. We adjust and we communicate by saying, that's unfortunate to hear. I love to hear more about it. Maybe there may be a way that I can help if possible. It shows by making an adjustment. And even if the conversation never reverts back to business, you made the adjustment to say, I care. I care enough to find out what's going on. I hear a baby in the background. I care enough to ask you, how old is the little one you're taking care of today? Is that your son or daughter? daughter? Is it your niece or nephew? I care enough to adjust when I hear dogs barking in the background and I say, you know what? I happen to be a big dog lover myself. I can hear you got a big one in the background. What type of dog do you own? That level of adjusting and adaptation shows the person you're speaking with that you're listening and you're interested in them, not just interested in checking the box or adding another sales unit to your numbers. It is checking on them. That R in our CARE acronym reminds us of the importance to remember. This is one of the most powerful components to prove that you care is by your ability to remember the kids' names, the spouse's names, the jobs they have, the positions they hold, the colleges they went to, their birthdays, anniversaries. Companies all over the world have mastered the art of understanding how important it is to remember the information about those potential clients you've got. When you take your car to the dealership, they record your oil changes and your maintenance, and they'll send you an email to say that you're due for another one just because they've tracked the mileage or the time that you were there the last time, and they say, well, it should be about time for you to come back in. That level of remembering is amazing because once a person knows that you care enough to remember, then they'll have an open up mind and a heart opened enough to care enough to listen to your products and services and to the sales pitches that we've got. So we've got to prove that we can remember. Think about the things that you can do to help you remember. Adding a reminder in your phone. Technology is awesome. Today, we don't have to rely on writing things down with pen and paper and then keeping up with whatever notes we took. We can place the notes in our phone and remind us when people have birthdays. We can put their kids' names when they call us. Then we can have in the caller ID section the names of their kids listed so that we know what college they went to. And if their team did well over the course of the weekend, we can call and congratulate them. It's those aspects of using our memory to win in business. Finally, my friends, that E reminds us of the importance to evaluate. This is the key. People will typically talk about problems the more they get to know you. If you talk to a person in one conversation, they may never tell you a problem, but talk to them 3 or 4 or 5 times, and at some point, you're going to hear a problem. That gives you the opportunity to offer the solutions. If you're offering products and services, then you're offering solutions, because at the end of the day, all products and services do is solve problems. And if you're a seller of products or services of any kind, then you are a problem solver, which means that at some point, when you hear the right problem, you evaluate it and you jump in with the solution. My friends and neighbors, this is important because when people know that you care, they'll open up to you and they'll talk about it. Just like at the doctor's office, when the doctor begins to take your blood pressure and ask you questions, the patient begins to open up. And through those conversations, the doctor can prescribe the exact thing they need. By the same token, when you're running your business and you hear that they've got a challenge in this area, now you start thinking about the products or services that you have at your disposal that can solve that problem that they've got. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are problem solvers and we can do it by instituting the CARE technique. I hope that you enjoyed this segment today. And if you did, I'm sure you'll love the online video soft skills courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills trainings and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.